It's a sunny afternoon in East Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood. Mexican and Central American families stroll International Boulevard, and the BART train glides overhead of Fruitvale Village, a revitalization project designed to bring the somewhat gritty area back to life. There's a bakery, a deli, and a Mexican restaurant. The newest storefront in the plaza of the five-year-old development has the name Community Check Cashing in big block letters above the awning. Inside, a man strolls up to the counter, separated from the teller by bulletproof glass.
So how's it going, Mr. Weaver?
Good, good. Yourself?
Good.
Did you get a haircut, Herbert?
No, I combed it today.
Oh, okay.
This man is a regular customer. Today, he asked to buy a prepaid debit card. It will allow him to shop on the internet even without a traditional credit card. And he doesn't have to carry cash around. It's a new service here. In fact, as Jesse Marin explains, it's the first one they've ever sold.
So it's basically for those individuals that are not banked, that don't have bank accounts, and would like to obtain a debit card. They come in, load money on their card, and we charge them a small fee. And they start immediately using the card wherever Discover is accepted.
But the fees here for prepaid debit cards are much lower than your normal check cashing place. That goes for almost all of the services offered, including money transfers and bill paying. Some fees could even be twice as much at check cashing stores just a couple blocks away, the types of places often accused of exploiting poor people. They've been doing it for so long, their profit motives are rarely questioned, not even by Herbert Quintana, who's worked here since they opened a few months ago.
Honestly, I never thought about the rates until my girlfriend went to go cash her check. They were charging about 3% over there. And when the first time she came over here to cash her check, she was really surprised that we only charged her like $10. Over there, they charged her like $30-something.
There are lots of reasons why people come to so-called fringe financial institutions. The undocumented can't open a bank account without proof of legal residency. Others have a bad credit history, or they may owe the bank fees they're unable to pay right now. About a quarter of the customers here do have bank accounts, but those banks either aren't located in the neighborhood or have long lines to see a teller. Although these institutions go back more than 100 years, they really started to spread in the mid-20th century, says community development expert Dan Liebson.
Banks started moving out of low-income neighborhoods, or low-income neighborhoods were middle-income neighborhoods that became low-income neighborhoods with the changes in the cities in the United States, the movements, development, the suburbs, different immigration patterns, and so the banks would move out. And when they would move out, the check cashers evolved.
Liebson opened Community Check Cashing in the spring of 2009. He's been studying the so-called fringe financial institutions for years, and the more he learned, the more he became convinced their business model was part of the problem.
There's an entire institutional framework of financial institutions that serves low-income people, and it's very different from the financial institutions that the rest of people in the United States have access to. And this range of institutions is much more expensive. And it includes not only the check cashers and the payday lenders, but sending money, refund anticipation loans and tax preparation, personal finance loans, pawn shops, rent to own, car title loans, subprime credit cards, and subprime debit cards. These are much more expensive, and it makes it much more difficult for people to move out of poverty when they're dealing with these types of institutions.
Community Check Cashing, the business Liebson started, offers lower fees on most of those services. It's only $1 to pay your utility bills here. Most other stores charge $2. There's a 2% charge to cash a check, and once a customer becomes a regular, that can fall to as low as 1.5%. Most other places charge anything up to 15%.
There's nowhere else around it where they're going to charge this little. And right now when we need it most, you know.
Jackie Quintana, whose brother works as a teller here, lives in the neighborhood. She comes here every 2 weeks to cash her paycheck, and her boyfriend comes once a month to wire $200 or $300 to his family in Guatemala.
He has a Guatemalan ID, and usually some banks don't take that. So it's easy for him just to come here, you know, cash his check really fast and get his money.
Quintana likes the speed and convenience she gets at community check cashing. Her bank doesn't have a branch in the Fruitvale neighborhood. Liebsen says some critics cast the entire check cashing industry as villains that take advantage of the poor and don't consider the benefits for people like Quintana.
They have clearly demonstrated that there's a demand for their services. However, they're predatory in many situations.
While some states, such as New York, have regulations limiting the fees charged by check cashers, in other parts of the country, they are free to charge as much as they can get. Liebsen describes the many layers of fees involved when someone wants to wire money to their family in another country.
You may have a check, so you cash the check. You get charged the fee there. When you send the money, you get charged the fee by the company that's sending the money. Then when it reaches the destination, if it's outside the country, there's a fee for converting it into the other currency. There's also a fee for the, often for the institution that receives the funds and gives it to the person who's eventually going to have that money.
More than $2 billion in fees for money transfers were paid by immigrants in 2004, according to a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. That's more than $150 per family. Community check cashing is working to keep some of that money in people's hands. Liebsen is waiting for approval from the state of California so they can offer loans, one of the most requested services. The plan is to offer three-month loans with a 7.5% interest rate. Most payday lenders charge twice as much. But the storefront doesn't just provide cheap services. It gives financial literacy training to both families and small business owners. Liebsen says that the tendency may be to want to ban payday lenders altogether, but that's not seeing the bigger picture.
When you eliminate this particular product, people still have a need for it. They're going to have to find it one way or another, and often those methods could be worse. So it's important when you eliminate a product like the payday loan that you create an alternative to it.
Right now, because of the low fees they charge, community check cashing is losing money. They'll have to build up a large customer base to make the model work. But if it does, the storefronts in your neighborhood could also be changing soon.